Well, Bill Shorten has prevailed at the ALP National Conference by and large, stitching together deals on asylum turnbacks and a conscience vote on same-sex marriage. In doing so, he's strengthened his authority as leader. But it's come at the cost of some unity, perhaps, at the very top of the party. Our political editor, Alison Carabine, joins us from Parliament House. Alison, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
So the National ALP Conference dealt with a number of, I think you could call them defining issues, Alison. The most contentious was that of turning back boats of asylum seekers. Members of Bill Shorten's own leadership team voted against the policy. Is that going to prove much trouble for Bill Shorten?
Well, it certainly doesn't help, Fran, that a number of senior front benchers voted against turn back. Two of them are in the leadership team, Tanya Plibersek and Penny Wong. And that certainly fuels perceptions, if not even a reality, of disunity. But there is an expectation that now conference is over, the shadow cabinet will lock tight behind this policy. It does help that turnbacks will be accompanied by a range of other measures that will help assuage the left of the party to an extent, such as more money for the UNHCR and also a doubling of the refugee intake. Here's Tanya Plibersek.
We came out of a conference yesterday with a position that united the Labor Party, a position that I am proud to support. We said clearly and unequivocally yesterday, we want more refugees to come to Australia, but we want them to come safely. And we announced a measure that will stop people losing their lives on one of the most dangerous journeys on earth, the journey from Java to Christmas Island. We have a package now that is compassionate, that is fair, that will not reopen the dangerous journey from Java to Christmas Island.
So that's Tanya Plibersek, Fran, insisting Labor now united on boat turnbacks, but not everyone will be convinced, not the least the government. It's already pointing out that this policy would become very fraught if Labor wins the election, because you would have a Foreign Affairs Minister in Tanya Plibersek who would be opposed to a key immigration policy. I think we can also expect the government to make much of the fact that it was the CFMEU, the left-wing union at the centre of the Royal Commission, which supported Bill Shorten on turnbacks, the union support crucial in picking off enough left-wing delegates to force through the policy. The government already talking about so-called dodgy deals to save Bill Shorten at National Conference.
Well, it does get a bit confusing, Alison, doesn't it? Because there's Tanya Plibersek saying this policy is fair, etc., etc., but she voted against it via proxy on the floor, as I understand it. And that's the thing about a conference like this, it can get very messy, plenty of MPs having digs at each other because these are passionate issues and passionate debates. Kim Carr from the left also claimed Tanya Plibersek was, you know, telling delegates behind closed doors she supported turnbacks, but then I say she voted against it by proxy.
Yeah, that's right. Policy debate and disagreement on full view over the weekend. Now, that's got to be a good thing. As Mark Butler pointed out, it shows the party has a pulse. But there was a surprising degree of infighting, a few nasty jibes, and it wasn't that subterranean. Kim Carr went on national television to accuse Tanya Plibersek of playing a double game. He says she was arguing in favour of turnbacks behind closed doors in factional meetings and then went out and voted against the policy, or at least got a proxy to do it on the conference floor. It would appear Kim Carr trying to dim Tanya Plibersek's influence within the right, within the left. Got to sort out my left from my right. It should, of course, be pointed out that Tanya Plibersek was in an excruciating position as a member of Shadow Cabinet, deputy leader no less. Once the decision was taken, she had to fall into line and support the policy, but she was clearly torn between her factional allegiance and her frontbench position.
The other deal and the other debate of high passion was around same-sex marriage. Labor will stick with a conscience vote. That's the policy at the moment, but only for this term in Parliament and the next, so the next 4 years. Then it would switch to a binding vote if the issue's not resolved by then. Again, the leader, Bill Shorten, got his way, even though the left had the numbers to move straight to a binding vote. Why didn't they?
Yeah, well, they didn't, because they didn't want to defeat the leader. It would have been would have left Bill Shorten in a very difficult position if he lost on this particular issue.
And undermined their attack on the government.
Exactly. It would also have given Tony Abbott an out. Labor couldn't have insisted that Tony Abbott give his MPs a conscience vote when Labor wasn't doing that for their own side of politics. So a deal hammered out between Bill Shorten, Tanya Plibersek, Penny Wong means a conscience vote stays this term and next, but then moves to a binding vote in the term after the next one. a Labor government would move to legislate marriage equality within 100 days of winning office. It was Penny Wong, and she has a personal stake in this debate, who fired up the delegates.
Many of us were here in 2011, where this party voted to put a commitment in our platform for marriage equality. And I don't think I've had a prouder day as a member of the Labor Party. And I will be prouder still when we deliver marriage equality in law. But most of all, I hope those in the Liberal Party who are truly Liberals will join us to end discrimination, because there is nothing to fear from equality.
So Labor doing its best to put the pressure on Liberal MPs to support marriage reform. One other quick point about the compromise. It might not survive until the 46th Parliament. There will be another national conference before that binding vote is due to come in.
Yeah, sure. And just very briefly, Ali, a good conference for the leader, for Bill Shorten, do you think, and his leadership?
Well, yeah, for sure. That's because two of the most difficult issues for Labor, climate change and asylum policy, have been dealt with by conference. Neither outcome ideal, but it will mean Bill Shorten can get on the front foot and argue Labor position, be less exposed to a government scare campaign. So his position as leader, not that it was ever under any real threat, has been enhanced. Not so some of the names that get bandied about as possible future leaders, Tanya Plibersek, for example. The other story of this conference is just how badly the left has done. Despite almost having a majority at conference, they lost on votes, they had to compromise on marriage equality. The faction never able to put up a cohesive, united position on such issues.
All right, Alison, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Alison Carabine, our political editor, and later in the program we'll get some criticism of Labor's turnback policy, and later in the program too we'll be joining by the Shadow Minister, Richard Marles, for Shadow Minister of Immigration.